Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
Welcome back. 23 after, that's Jerry and the Pacemakers, Jerry with a G. Ferry Across the Mersey, one of the great songs out of England, back in the English invasion, from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame, I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just you and me. I want to talk about what I call the nuh-uh effect, and I want to tell you that you disregard the nuh-uh effect at your own peril. You know, once upon a time, but not that long ago, a brand message, your brand message could be successful even if it was close to a work of fiction. You know, back in the day, Madison Avenue wordsmiths could create copy for an ad or a brochure that was crafted to and designed to manipulate, to motivate using something called puffery. Puffery is a legal term, which refers to acceptable marketing exaggeration. And most of the time, puffery worked. In fact, generations of us allowed ourselves to be manipulated by puffery, right? And it became part of the soundtrack of our lives. Here's an example. Here's some examples. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. That's puffery. Put a tiger in your tank. That's puffery. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. All those are puffery. Here's one you might have heard from a local company. Largest inventory in the tri-state area. That's puffery. How are you going to prove that, right? In the past, I've talked about the 10,000-year-old age of the seller paradigm. And that my new book's all about. It's shifting, even as we speak, in favor of what I call the age of the customer. That's the title of my new book. The differentiator between those two ages is control of the information. Your customer now owns that control advantage, including the truth about your products and services and market behavior. This control is derived in part from something called user-generated content, UGC. UGC is word of mouth on steroids, the commercial equivalent of political fact-checking. And today, a successful brand message will look less like Madison Avenue manipulation and more like the good, the bad, and the ugly of your business discussed by customers in online communities like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, things like that. You'll benefit from good UGC today, but tomorrow you may be trying to recover from negative UGC. Yeah, that's exactly right. This is new, folks. You didn't have to do this 20 years ago. Negative UGC produces what I call the nuh-uh effect. It's what someone posts online when your brand message doesn't meet their expectations. If you say you have the freshest salad bar in town and someone writes nuh-uh on Facebook or Yelp or one of those platforms, well, guess what? That nuh-uh is your brand message until you find a way to redeem yourself. A nuh-uh could refute your claim in any number of ways, from a well-written critique of what you said isn't true to, dude, seriously? Either way, if you're getting responses like that to your own brand messages, anyone who gives you a nuh-uh raspberry is at that moment the co-owner of your brand. Think about that, folks. All the hard work that you do, all the money you spend, all the time you take to think about how to get a message out there, how to tell people that your stuff is wonderful, that you're wonderful, your people are wonderful, you got the best service, you got the best products, you got the lowest prices, blah, 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 right? All that effort, all that money, all that promise, all that opportunity that you just see rolling in can completely be derailed by one person posting on user-generated content platform, maybe your own website. All they have to do is say, hold on there, folks, nuh-uh. You know, no business, product, or service, or relationship is perfect. And the overarching goal of your brand strategy in the age of the customer, which we're in right now, the age of the customer, is to have more positive UGC than negative. And if possible, no unresolved nuh-uhs. That's right. Even if you get a nuh-uh, even if somebody writes a negative UGC about you, or records one and posts it on YouTube, that happens, right? Remember United Breaks Guitars? You can't stop those from happening. But if they do happen, you can resolve them. You can address them and then get the person to put up another post that says, hey, I was unhappy. Now I'm happy. They call me back. They contacted me with these guys are great. We just got upside down for a while. Well, guess what? A resolved nuh-uh is actually in your favor. So enjoy the positives. Fix all the negative. Fix all the negative UGCs. Remember this, folks. UGC represents that two-edged sword by which your brand lives or dies, flourishes or not, by the two-edged sword of UGC. Disregard the power of UGC and the nuh-uh effect at your own peril. You'll be able to read more about this in my new book coming out in the beginning of next year, The Age of the Customer. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.